Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury approving the first charges and investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. Mueller also is examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
Mueller probe also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's grid power knocked out by Hurricane Maria recently. Among the details of the contract attracting attention are the pay rates about five times higher than what is normal in Puerto Rico. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded less than a week after the hurricane to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana, in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the issuance of that contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualifies as ethnic cleansing, members of Congress trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. More than 600,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar for Bangladesh. This is